Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We had to really kind of try to build this organization up the appropriate way. And I do believe in building through the draft and developing players and making sure you have depth in your organization, which I think we've done a really solid job of. Have a good group of prospects, good group of players that aren't even in Rochester yet that are coming. So does it give you the comfort of saying if we move pick 9, you know, we still have a lot of young, good assets? Absolutely. But I don't think you want to go into it saying, hey, I'm just moving this pick, but you're open to everything. And trust me, the league knows that I'm absolutely open to moving pick 9 if it's the right deal for us.
Sabres general manager Kevin Adams speaking with the media yesterday, the pre-draft press conference with Adams and Jerry Fortin. Joining us on the Western Hotline, Mr. Paul Hamilton, who was there in attendance. Jeremy and Joe, good Wednesday morning. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing all right. Alexander Mogilny gets in the Hall of Fame as well. That's big news. 17-year wait for him. He gets in. Let's start there, Paul. It's a nice, good topic people love. And, you know, how did that news hit you? Long overdue and very happy for Mogilny?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I never dreamed that he would have to wait till he was 56 years old to get into the league. I mean, here's a guy that had scored 30 and 39 goals and then in his fourth season has 76 goals in 77 games in the 92-93 season. And that didn't even lead the league by himself. If you remember, he had the 76 goals. It didn't lead his team in scoring was what I was trying to say. Pat LaFontaine, his centerman, had 95 assists and 148 points in that season. It was just a joy to watch those two maneuver together. And for the most part, they played together. You know, hockey, sometimes lines get shuffled. But for the most part, they played together. And Dale Hawerchuk was also a big part of that team and almost had 100 points. So it was a great team to watch. He was a great player to watch. And, you know, it wasn't only as a Buffalo Sabre either. I mean, even when he went to the Vancouver Canucks and to the New Jersey Devils where he won a Stanley Cup, I mean, this is a guy that had 1,032 points, 473 goals. I just never could understand why he wasn't in the Hall of Fame.
He was also the first Russian to be an NHL captain and the first Russian to be named to an All-Star team, Paul.
And even, I want to fight back on that.
Okay, why?
The only reason he had to see on is because LaFontaine was injured.
So it was he was more of like an interim captain.
He filled in for LaFontaine when he was the captain. Never like named captain of the team, but if you look through the Sabres, you know, their captains, he's listed there. But so is everybody when they were doing captain of the month.
Right.
You know, they were listed as captain, too. And
it's like Spachuk's on that list or something.
Yep. Yeah. So when I see pictures of him, you know, with the C on, I'm always like, yeah, he wore the C, but he wasn't really the captain. He was just filling in when Pat LaFontaine was injured.
That's fair. Well, what I was going to say is more that the story of how he gets here is almost worth him having inclusion in the first place because of, I mean, there was a Sportsnet documentary, I think like 10 years ago, about him leaving, and that's like compelling. Hearing Jerry Meehan talk about how they thought in Sweden they're being followed by the KGB while they have him in the car while they're waiting for their flights. Like, really, like it feels like ESPN or somebody could do like a deeper dive documentary on that.
Yeah, they were going through different countries, and you know, they could have lost their lives doing this. you know, what they were doing. It wasn't just, you know, well, you're I mean, back then, these things weren't done, and you're dealing with Russia, and you're defecting from Russia, KGB, as you mentioned. You know, it could have turned really ugly had they been caught on the way through. So, you know, for him to decide, you know, like he's going to defect from his junior team and come and play. And the Sabres, they weren't anticipating that was going to happen. They basically took a flyer on him. They knew the type of talent he had. And they you know, all right, fifth round pick. You never know type of a thing. I think the way they looked at it, you know, he's our property, and is the way they looked at it. And if something happens where Russian players do start playing, you know, then, you know, he's your guy. But, you know, it worked out really, really well for them that they did take a flyer on him.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. So Mogilny to the Hall of Fame. They woke him up at 3 a.m. with the news. Paul, maybe Mogilny, you know, got on his phone and then started reading the Sabres press conference notes. Maybe, you know, go just to WGR550.com, read your recap. What was your larger takeaway from yesterday? There's a lot of little stuff to dig into, but the press conference itself got a lot of reaction from Sabres fans, I think, that called this station, listening to the afternoon show. What was your biggest takeaway, zooming out, on what Kevin Adams and Jerry Fortin had to say?
Believe it or not, the one thing that really stuck with me, and maybe I'm the only one that said this really stuck with me, is Kekalainen. His home base is going to be in Columbus. My ears really perked up with that, and I thought, that's not what I thought this was. I mean, I really like this hire. I think they did a really good job hiring him and bringing a guy in who's been an NHL GM for 11 years. And I think he can be a fantastic sounding board for Adams and the organization. He's been through a lot of situations where maybe they haven't, and to have a guy like him there to collaborate with. But I don't know. I just think he should be here. And Adam said, well, it's easy to get him here. It's only a 4 or 5 hour drive, whatever it is. And yeah, but I don't know. That just hit me wrong. I just thought you hired this guy to be here and to be in on conversations and to be in on decisions. And I know he will be here sometimes. But I just thought to myself, I don't know what you guys feel about that, but I just kind of thought, I think this is a good hire, but I need him to be based in Buffalo. I need him to be here all the time and be available like that.
Yeah, Paul, I'm glad you brought that up, because when that happened, I thought the same thing initially, and I thought, all right, but remote work, like, that happens. You're going to have some advisors or consultants that are remote. In this case, is it basically that your belief is that Kekalainen, we thought he'd be working so closely with this organization and this hire, that the idea that he's just a 4.5 hour drive away, and Adams also defended it by saying, it's another hockey city, he sees more people, he can see games. Like, I thought Adams did a good job maybe explaining how it could be viewed in a positive, but I'm very much open to, it still seems like it's a little bit, I don't know, rinky-dink of an operation.
Yeah.
If he's not even coming to town.
And I'm not saying it can't work. Yeah, you can. We have Zooms and everything else. I mean, he can be in on every meeting through Zoom. I mean, and that type of thing. But just like when you're sitting watching a game together, you know how, as fans, like, let's say you go as a fan to go see a game, and you're with your friends. And you're talking about baseball, you're at Blue Jays game, you're talking about you know, the league and those things, and all of a sudden things come up in a conversation as you're watching. But when you're a member of the organization and you're watching something, and you sit there and you're together in every game, and you can say, you know what, Johnny Smith here, I have seen him now for 5 straight games doing the same thing here. You know, and just in general conversations, what do you think? Do you like what you see here? Does this have to be corrected? Type of a thing. And I just, it just isn't what I was envisioning that thing, because I do think it's a very good hire, but it just wasn't envisioning what I thought. Now, on the other side of the coin, one thing I think was very encouraging is what he said about Alex Tuck, because I think that's an extremely important re-signing. And, you know, I don't think Alex Tuck was, you know, at the end of the season, he just sounded like, you know, if you were a Buffalo Sabre fan, I think I'd be a little bit worried what he sounded like. Now, he didn't say he didn't want to be here or anything like that, but he also didn't say that he did. And it was just kind of like, ugh. But, you know, Kevin Adams has said twice now, he said it in April and again, that this is a priority. He has made it very clear to Alex Tuck that he is a priority. He said that Alex Tuck wants to be back. And, you know, it's, so I think if you're a fan, I think that was a positive part that you heard there, that a guy, because he has a skill set and does things on the ice that just nobody else on the team does. And I think he's an extremely important part of this team if they are going to get better to be here. So I think that at least was an encouraging part of the press conference.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline talking about yesterday's Sabres pre-draft press conference, which was a lot about the team and a little bit about the draft as well. We can get to that. Paul Peterka, are his days numbered?
I get the distinct impression they don't want his days to be numbered. I think, and if I'm right on what I believe this is, and I think this is agent-driven, I think, you know, and this isn't, wouldn't be the first time this has happened in Buffalo, where an agent said, you know, we got to get you to a bigger market. You're going to make more money, you know, the whole thing. And J.J. Peterka, I think back to that press conference in April, and I've listened back to it, and he gave zero indication that he wasn't happy with the Buffalo Sabres. He talked about how he can get better next year. He talked about playing for Lindy Ruff. I don't know. I just because I know this agent and I know how he operates, Alan Walsh. I just wonder if Peterka got talked into this by his agent, because he did say that day that the contract came up and he goes, I have nothing to do with that. He goes, I put all my trust in the agent, in my agent. He takes care of that. That's his thing, you know. And I don't know. I just kind of think he got this. So. I'm getting long-winded here. As far as this, from the Sabres standpoint, I think they still feel that maybe this can work out, you know. And I know they don't want to trade him. I don't think it's something that you know they want to do. And
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Adams has talked about, you know, he's had hard conversations with players, and players get frustrated, and he gets frustrated, and he goes, you have hard conversations with players, and I still think they would like to keep him, and I don't think they've given up on keeping him. But conversations, of course, are being had, and you know, you see what's out there, what's going to happen. None of us know exactly what's going to happen, but I still think they feel there's hope in keeping him here.
Yeah, and that's where, you know, these two opposing ideas meet, where Adams again yesterday talked about how important it is for a player to want to be a Buffalo Sabre and wake up and be a Buffalo Sabre, and if a player has indicated or if an agent is pushing for that player to not be, that would put Adams in a spot where he has to, well, I'm going to sign this player, even though that player might not feel that way. I thought it was a bit of a puzzling comment, his idea. You know, this kind of gets to the Peterka thing. It gets to free agency. His note about how giving a player more money doesn't make them happy. They have to want to be here, wake up, be here, and happy. Like, if that's the case, then agents might seize on that and say, like, all right, well, that'll be easy. We'll just say we want to get out of here, because if you don't value paying the player and instead you value this, you know, intangible notion of what it's like to be a Buffalo Sabre, which, you know, for league standards right now is what it is. I just wonder if the agent sees that from Adams and doesn't see that as, you know, an opportunity to act on it.
Maybe. I didn't take it that way, that they don't want to pay a player. I took it as, we don't want to pay a player thinking just giving him money will make him happy. You know, we got to get him on board before we pay the player is the way I took it. I didn't take it as we never want to pay the player type of a scenario, but you know, I think that's the way they that's the way I took that out of the press conference.
Okay. Devin Levi and UPL. Of course, it gets to that kind of season. It's kind of like the NFL draft. Oh, we're very comfortable with our insert position here. And then you draft that position anyway. You know, for Adams to say he has all the faith in the world in UPL and Levi and say, if I start with those two in the season, that's fine. You know, the offseason has not happened yet. So he can say that, and he doesn't necessarily have to mean that. We've talked about it a little bit. We talked about it earlier in the week, whether or not they would seek any goaltending help. And Adams' comments about Levi, oh, it's up to him whenever he's ready. Paul, a team that's pushing for the playoffs and trying to end a drought has to be aggressive trying to find saves at any cost. And I don't know that he means he's going to be passive at goal, but to say he has all the faith in the world in those two, that was the plan last year, and it did not really get him anywhere.
And he said it twice now. He said it in April also, you know, with the same exact thing. So nothing really had changed in his feelings on that. And, he's not going to come out publicly, this is the way I looked at it, and say, yeah, I'm really nervous with those two. You know, he wants to build them up, build their confidence up, especially Luukkonen. I mean, Luukkonen is a confidence thing as far as I'm concerned, and he admitted that when I asked him about that. You know, he did not have the season last year that he had the year before, where his numbers in his last 35 games were as good as anybody's in the National Hockey League. That, you know, he had some games that were good, but it certainly was a regression last year. So you're counting on that Devin Levi is ready to be an NHL goaltender, and that his skill set and his season and his year and a half in Rochester is going to carry over into the NHL. Or that Luukkonen is going to rediscover the goaltender he was not this past year, but the year before. And, you know, that's a lot of ifs, ands, and buts as far – and it could happen. Both could be great. They could come to training camp, and both could turn into great goaltenders. As a general manager, I would not count on that, especially in a year that you absolutely have to make the playoffs. Because if it doesn't work and you don't have good goaltending, you're not making the playoffs. We know that. This is the NHL, and if your goaltending is subpar, you're not going anywhere and you're not going to be in the playoffs. So that would not be a chance that I would take, that, well, it could work out, yeah. And yeah, but also you may have two guys that aren't ready or aren't up for it. And the free agent goaltending market is nothing to be excited about. So, you know, I think if you're going to improve in goal, I think it's going to have to be done through the trade market.
Paul, what about what Adams had to say about and the tone he had when he talked about the Matias Samuelsson report, which he wasn't even asked about, by the way, the buyout part of it. Maybe it would have came up at some point in the press conference.
Well, it was on my list to bring up. Okay. But yeah, he wasn't asked. You're right. He just brought it up.
Just got right to it. How defiant he was about it, to say, Paul, that they haven't even really considered it. Two parts of it, I guess. Like the tone that he's setting there, and whether that's not the tone you want to be having in a press conference like that. And then also, I guess, why not from you? Like, why do you think they wouldn't even consider buying out Samuelsson this offseason?
I wouldn't either. I do not want him on the books for 10 years. Now, it's not. It's under $800,000. But I wouldn't want him on the books for 10 more years. I mean, they're still paying Christian Ehrhoff. Now, I'm not saying that they should keep him, but I think I might be looking more at a trade, even if I basically give him away. But I would be looking more towards that. The thing is, is instead of I don't think you come off well the way he came off doing that. If you just say nothing and wait until somebody asks you the question, and just say those reports are inaccurate, we're not going to be buying him out. Not something we thought about, and leave it at that. And you know, if you've been asked about it, but to bring it up like that, quite simply. All right, you know how you say that report is inaccurate? You just let it, you just don't, you're not, you, all right, you're not going to buy him out. So everybody will find out that report isn't accurate when you don't buy him out. When he's either traded or playing next year and you haven't bought him out, you have proven that report is inaccurate. So I don't know why you have to make a big deal of it right now. Just go about your business and do what you're going to do, and it'll take care of itself whether reports are accurate or not.
I wondered, Paul, if that was a reaction to maybe like there was a different source from that frustration, because that reporter, Frank Saravelli, has been the one reporting the most stuff about J.J. Paterka, and he was talking about Paterka and then referenced a Saravelli report about Samuelson. So I was almost wondering if that was, I don't know if misguided is the word, but if that frustration was coming from his frustration with that reporter.
It could be, because that reporter is wrong quite often, more than others who are NHL insiders. And, you know, he was the one, and I remember we talked about it as it was happening at the trade deadline, and all of a sudden he's talking about Paterka and the Rangers, and I don't know, did he go as far to say that the deal is getting close to maybe being done or something like that, and it wasn't even happening. It wasn't even right. It wasn't even correct. And that's why I think I mentioned with you guys yesterday something that Pierre LeBrun said about the Paterka thing, and his reporting was, I think, is dead on, that the Sabres do not want to trade Paterka, and they are still hoping that it works out, and you know, they of course are listening to offers, and it's not like they haven't talked about it, but it's still not something that they're convinced that they're going to be doing or have to be doing. So, you know, that seemed like a more accurate report than anything else that I've read about it. Honestly, because when those reports come out, of course, you got to look into them. You have to, you know, check them out. And that particular reporter frustrates me, too. I mean, that he makes me sit there and chase down things that I pretty much know aren't right. And, you know, so there's a frustration. But I just think there's a better way for him to handle that.
Paul Hamilton. Thank you, Paul. We'll be, you know, keeping up on draft coverage. First round is Friday evening, correct?
Yes. And I'll be more, I wrote a very long article, and really there was just so much to talk about from that. And today I will be tackling the actual draft stuff from those two. So that'll be today's article, where we can actually talk about the things that are coming up this week.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Paul.
Take care.
Paul Hamilton. When we get back, I've got some, I've got a stat of the day and a trivia that are on the same concept. McGillney got me to both of them, and this stat of the day I'm going to give you. I mean, you know, sometimes you're looking up stuff like this, Joe, and you find it, and you audibly react to yourself, like, That's this stat of the day.
Okay.
That's next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.